letting the music, letting the vibrations of the words gently and yet immediately draw you back, tune you out, tune you in, and turn you over in a sense. Your focus, your awareness, your orientation, so that the true you, the deeper you, you as you, as awareness, as consciousness, as the base, the seeing, the experiencing. And so you are relaxing into a place of no understanding. There is no need to understand. That part of you which is so dedicated to thinking and to knowing, you simply open now. You simply open. You simply open, relaxing, disengaging, and yet you feel yourself not actually moving. So you are tuning into the you that is always present outside of time, beyond this matrix of thoughts and ideas, actions, movements, sensations, feelings. And so as you sense, because you, in this human form, you cannot, at least not easily, you cannot, nor do you have to, turn off the sensations, the thoughts, the feelings of moving, of changing, the idea that there is a you that is less relaxed and then later in chime more relaxed. All of these sensations, movements in time from one state to another, from one feeling to another, to a you that is over here and is feeling this way, and then later in chime, these movements are being experienced. By you. The you that is simply here, that has not moved. The you that has not changed. The you that is simply here now, presently on, does not require, you the source of, the creator of, the witness of all of these changes. And so the invitation here is to disengage, tune out of the idea that you are the one changing, and tune into you as the changeless, that which is ever present, requires nothing, requires no effort, asks nothing of you. Cannot be lost, and therefore cannot be found. Those are ideas held . This is the most simple invitation. It is an invitation to disengage, to forget, to stop the grasping and the claiming and the over fascination with the matrix, with the world of three dimensions, with your own interpretations of the sounds and the sights. Let the sounds, let the sights, let the world be as it is, and perhaps even let your interpretations be as they are, without caring. For this moment, they are not important. You are not adding importance to your own interpretations. You are choosing to disengage so that you can simply rest in this awareness that is you, outside of time. And this is your invitation to drop the stories that you have been told, drop the stories that you have accepted, drop the stories that have been repeated outside of you, drop the stories that you have repeated to yourself, drop the stories that you have agreed to, that it is, or that there is something that is not you, that is greater than you, the universe, God, spirit, whatever words you may place on this beingness, this intelligence, that somehow that you are the small person with the body in time moving around, that is the real you, this story that is held in reverse by nearly everyone on Earth, this identification, your engagement, your play with this idea that you are thinking and doing and having inside of this small little body, and that is the real you, and that somewhere out there, completely separate from you, is this greater, larger intelligence that somehow you have spawned from, but are separate from. And it is time to drop this idea and to examine for yourself the assumptions that you have held so close. This is the chime for you to examine for yourself, not taking anyone's words, not taking anyone's stories, not taking any guru's teachings, no matter how ancient, no matter how many times they have been repeated. This is your game. And can you simply tap directly in here now to the only full truth there is, which is that you are here and you have been here through every word, vibration, code, change in this transmission, in this guided meditation. Everyone that has preceded it and everyone that may follow. It is you that is allowing the change to occur. This is simply a reorientation. Kanamanichia. Kind of